On University of Colorado, Colorado Springs Week, some of our native species might not always be as pure as once thought. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Christine Bierman, Assistant Professor in the Department of Geography and Environmental Studies, explores genetic hybrids among trout populations.
Through the use of new genetic technologies, questions about what counts as biodiversity conservation are being radically reimagined. In our research, my colleague Dr. David Havlick and I explore how this molecular turn is revolutionizing trout conservation in Colorado and Montana, two states where trout and trout fishing are ecologically, economically, and culturally important. Trout management routinely defies both geography and biology, moving fish between watersheds and mixing and hybridizing species. Recently, scientists have begun sifting through trout genetics to rectify decades of genetic disruption and understand the heritage of particular trout. This leads to questions of how we identify fish and how we decide where they belong, questions which are increasingly addressed through genetics. DNA analyses have found that many of Western North America's native trout are in fact genetic hybrids. Using technologies such as environmental DNA, scientists can now detect hybrid or genetically impure trout in a stream through a single water sample. Introgressive hybridization can be a critical threat for native trout. For the West Slope cutthroat trout, Montana's state fish, genomic extinction due to hybridization with rainbow trout is recognized as one of the greatest threats to the species. Colorado and Montana state fish managers, along with federal agencies and Native American tribes, are undertaking projects to protect and restore native trout. Put broadly, new molecular tools have legitimized concepts of nativity, belonging, and genetic purity as quantifiable and actionable conservation objectives. The ability to evaluate the purity of fish now spurs recommendations for protection or eradication. Even a trace of genetic mixing may be disqualifying.
That was Christine Bierman of the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.